listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are foxes? Imagine you're on a trail in a park or even walking in your neighborhood. If a biologist decked out with full field research gear came up to you and asked, hey, have you seen any vulpas in this area? You might not know what they asked. The biologist was asking if you've seen a wild fox. They have the genus name Vulpes, also pronounced Vulpes, V-U-L-P-E-S, also called true foxes. They're found in Africa, Asia, Europe, America, and were even introduced to Australia in the mid-1800s. These small mammals are related to dogs. In fact, biologists place them in the canid or canid family, Canidae, spelled C-A-N-I-D-A-E, which also includes wolves and jackals. As human population has expanded and come into contact with nature, foxes are one of those animals that have adapted to living near us. They're found in farms, parks, near cities, in cities. They'll eat wild animals they can catch, small farm animals, birds, insects, and even raid a garbage can or two. As hunters, they're classified as carnivores, meaning they eat meat. Their teeth have sharp-edged portions for cutting and slicing meat, and back molars for crushing and grinding meat or bone. They're territorial and will mark their territories with a musky, skunky odor. The same behavior is in other members of the canid family. Foxes have very sensitive hearing. Their large ears allow for sounds to be picked up. They can even move just their ears to help locate the source of a sound, which might be food, prey, or a danger. Foxes have excellent senses of smell. Like your pet dog, they have a long snout. Their snout is filled with specialized cells called olfactory receptors. Animals that are good predators, like foxes and humans, have both eyes on the front of their head. This feature, called binocular vision, allows for depth perception, since the image can be seen by each eye and will overlap. Their eyes have pupils with vertical slits. This is a good adaptation for animals that are active at times of low light. In fact, foxes often hunt at night, dusk, or dawn. Here's a fun activity to try with your family or your scout troop. It'll illustrate foxes' strong sense of hearing. Roll a sheet of paper into a cone and tape it. Trim the cone so it has the pointy shape of a fox ear. Place the tip of the cone near your ear. You should be able to hear much better now. Next, move your cone ear around a bit. Just like I said, how foxes can move their ears to detect sounds. Well, we've just learned a little bit about foxes. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.